Vectis Radio, bringing the island together, one hit at a time, now on DAB.
It's almost become an annual tradition to see Panda Swim at the Isle of Wight Festival, but it's great to also be in the Platform 1 stage backstage area to chat to Panda Swim. Stu and Guy, hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Guy, you're the world's busiest man. I was only chatting to you 3 hours ago doing Pet Lounge. You're here for Platform 1. How knackered are you?
Do you know what? I have secret chemicals that keep me going. No questions asked.
Stu, not as busy, but that was exhilarating out there.
What was that?
It was exhilarating out there.
Yeah, it was, yeah. I had my whole family there. Not that you can see that. Yeah. But, yeah. I am just as busy. I just got kids and, you know, I'm not so rock and roll, but...
Yeah, it's a different kind of busy. I don't have kids, but I see all my friends with kids, and we're both busy, but in different ways.
Yeah, definitely.
How is it being a father at a festival?
Pretty mental, really. It's, he's got his headphones on, and my others should have their ears in, but they haven't. But, yeah, it's all right. It's just monitoring everything, isn't it, as well as the band as well. Yeah. So, yeah.
I got told off from Kashmir for not having my ears in for Pet Lounge earlier, and it's like, just wanted to hear it. Yeah. New EP out now, Grey Matter, came out earlier on this year. Great EP. You played a couple of tracks tonight. How was it producing that and releasing it?
Guy produced that.
Yeah, I mean, we always have a great time in the studio. It's just like, I think we both agree, it's kind of, in a way, it's the most fun part of making music. It's just those moments where you're waiting for something to happen that you didn't plan on, and like, it's just a really great place to be with your friends making music. It's perfect.
Yeah, I love the studio side of it all, as well.
So I asked this to George and Nicole yesterday and said, do you prefer playing in the studio with your mates and being intimate, or playing out live when you've got a performance due? Which do you two prefer?
What, as in rehearsing?
Well, I guess recording, really.
It's difficult. I do love recording, and I like hearing the final product because we're quite back and forth with it, aren't we, and I throw ideas around, but I do get a buzz out of playing. I need to play more, really.
Go?
Yeah, I think it just depends on what day you catch yourself on. Like, there is the ideal day to be in the studio and the ideal day to be playing a gig, and when it all lines up, it's just like the best thing in the world, and when it doesn't, it's the hardest thing in the world, you know. So you just got to keep doing everything, and like, you get those moments that make it worth it.
Great. We've got, guys heard this question already, we've got a young songwriter at the station, Alicia. She wants me to ask all the artists about a tip for writing a song. Stu, do you have one tip that you would say before going into a songwriting session?
I'd just be as free as you possibly can, and don't care what anyone else thinks of your lyrics or the way it's you're feeling when you're writing a song, basically. Just go and, just do it and let everything from you come out, kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, sorry, I know I answered this question earlier, but on Stu's behalf, or as my, like, the way I see how Stu writes, I think one of the things that Stu accomplishes is that you believe what he is saying, and I think consider your believability when you're writing a song, because people want to connect in a way that they think, yeah, I empathize with that, or I understand that. And if they feel like they're being lied to, like, you're not going to connect with the audience. And Stu does that very well.
That's wonderful.
Thanks.
Guys, that's great. Again, ask you this already, Guy. I can edit out all the times I've said that. Anything you're looking forward to seeing for the rest of the weekend?
Yeah, The Cure and The Kooks, mainly, for me. I don't actually know who else is playing.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of the big hits this year. So, Cure, of course, will be a great way to close it.
Wonderful. Thanks for joining me, Stu and Guy from Panda Swim. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.